الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم During our I was sharing some of the events that occurred during this Umrah trip with Sheikh Zulfiqar and very early on in the trip, we were, after Dhuhr prayer, he called us into the room. We were essentially, a bunch of people had gone to pray Dhuhr prayer with him. And when he returned from Dhuhr prayer, usually he'll go, after he returns from Dhuhr prayer, he'll come into the room and then most of the people will just go away. But he actually said, come inside, after this on this particular instance. So maybe there was like 20, 30 of us. We sat down and he began speaking. And the theme of his speech was, it was very short, maybe 3, 4 minutes. But the theme of his speech or discussion was the Day of Judgment. And basically he made one very simple point, but a very important and but a very important point. I was mentioning that on this trip that we took, which was, you know, a couple months back, there was one instance in which Sheikh Zulfiqar, he called us into his room after Dhuhr prayer. And normally we wouldn't go into the room, you know, as a group after the prayers, but in this particular instance he actually invited everybody who was with him into the room. And there were probably like 20 of us, 25, 30 of us. And we sat down, and he began to speak about the Day of Judgment. And maybe he must have spoken for 3, 4 minutes. But obviously this was on his mind, because he called us into the room. So when we you know, when you get called in and then the discussion starts right away, it's usually something very, very weighty. So he began discussing the Day of Judgment, and he said, look, when you get to the point of the Day of Judgment, everyone will be running from everyone. It'll be an utter chaos. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ So, the person will be running from his brother. He'll be running from his mother, his father, his relatives, his associates, his partners, his co-workers. I mean, basically, you can think about it this way. And this was the point. That we will run from every single person that we ever interacted with. And the Quran highlights some of the closest interactions, your parents, your brothers, your, you know, whatever, very, very close interactions. But essentially, anyone that ever came in contact with us, we will be running from them. Why will we run from them? Well, one reason you'll run from them, or we'll run from them, is because of the chaos of that day. It'll be so chaotic, and the reality will have been uplifted from in front of our eyes, that there is a Jannah and Jahannam, and that there is punishment, and that there is going to be reward, and that this is relatively permanent. So that fear of being punished or being rewarded will be so extreme that people will be running like mad. But even more importantly, one of the reasons, and the main reason people will be running from everyone is because everyone will be about themselves on that day. And everyone will try to take any excuse to take, will have any, will avail themselves of any excuse to take from another person. There will be no forgiveness, no overlooking, none of that will exist. Every person will go after every other person to try to take something from them, recognizing that it can have an effect on whether I go to Jannah or Jahannam. How so? Because on the Day of Judgment, what will happen is that anyone who has wronged anyone, So if an individual has wronged anyone, then you will ask for compensation on that day for that wrong. For example, I wronged a person. That person will come after me on the day of judgment and will seek a good deed from me in compensation for that wrong. And if I run out of good deeds, then the person will seek to take their sins and place it on my shoulder. So this interaction, these transactions, will be so extreme on the day of judgment that we will be running from every person that we interacted with, because every person that we interacted with will say, I interacted with him. Is there a chance I can get one of his good deeds? Or is there a chance that I can dump one of my bad deeds on his shoulder? So every interaction will count. Now, what will happen is we'll see this scene. We'll see that people are starting to make this transaction between one another, and it'll be miserable, because people will say, look, I need this one good deed. If I have this one good deed, I can go to Jannah. And if I can get rid of this one bad deed, I can avoid Jahannam. So people will try to find any excuse to take a good deed from another person, and will try to find any excuse to dump one of their bad deeds on the shoulder of another person. So what will they do? They will seek out everyone they ever interacted with. And on that day, even if they smiled at you every day in this life, it'll all be, you know, everybody for themselves. Everybody for themselves. So Sheikh Zulfikar, in about 1 minute, he established this premise, which is that, look, this is no joke. And that any person that we've ever interacted with, they are going to seek retribution on that day. Then he began to talk about the close interactions and how those are the ones that are the most deceiving. For example, you know, in this life, we sit together and you sit in your house and there's you and your spouse and your children, right? So, or maybe your parents. So you're in this insulated environment, and this is the people that you spend the most time with, you know, in life. So you're in this insulated environment, you're interacting with these people, but everybody is deceptively interacting with everybody. It's not deceptive in intention, but it's deceptive in its essence, because everybody's comfortably interacting with everybody as if there's not going to be any problem in the future. But the reality is that if we wronged our spouse, or our spouse wronged us, that's the first place you're going to seek blood on the day of judgment. That's the first place. You think that your spouse is just going to say, no, everything was fine. The spouse is going to go through your life with a fine-tooth comb from the day you were married until the day you died, and will go through every millisecond trying to find an excuse to take from you. There's not going to be that relationship on the day of judgment. That relationship will totally disappear. Don't think that my spouse is just going to say everything was fine on the day of judgment. The spouse will be the first person to come after you. First person to come after you on the day of judgment, and will be saying, you know, you did this, you did this, you didn't fulfill my this right, you said this about me, you treated me this way, you did this, you did this, you did this. The list will go on forever. And one by one by one, they will just be dumping, dumping, dumping. Now, the parents the same way, the children the same way, brother the same way, friend the same way. Those relationships that people thought were protected, you know, they thought that, well, I can relax here. I don't have to worry about, and you know, in my life, I don't have to worry. Those are the ones that count the most, because that's where we lower our guard. So then he started talking about, look, there's no escape from this. Anytime we interact with anyone, that interaction is recorded, and those people will remember that interaction on the day of judgment. So every interaction needs to be rectified in this. First of all, every interaction needs to be treated that way. Cognizant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is overseeing it, is recording it, and that based on His rulings, people will seek retribution because of it. And then beyond that, every interaction needs to be weighed, meaning the person should be careful about who they interact with and be careful in that interaction. So this was, within 3 minutes, and this is the power of the awliya, within 3 minutes, they just changed the face of every person sitting in the room. I mean, we were like faces of terror, you know, by the time he was done. Because everybody started thinking, SubhanAllah, I'm interacting with this person and this person and this person. And the way he painted it was so vivid that there's no escape. There's no escape. So we have to be very particular about, I mean, these are the major warnings, right? Because these are the things that we're casual about in this life. Somebody says, look, you know, you should be very careful about your financial transactions. And we know that financial transactions can be complicated. We're really careful about our financial transactions. We check it. We think about it. We avoid it. We seek, you know, guidance on it. And then, you know, we're careful about it because we don't want to cross a threshold. Those things are obvious to us. So we're relatively careful. The people of piety are relatively careful about what they eat. They're relatively careful about their how they attain their wealth and their investments. They're relatively careful about the big things in life. But it's not the big things in life that we're going to get caught on. Sure, if you don't care about those things, then those may be the first place we get caught on. You know, maybe somebody will get caught on their salah. But for the people of piety, where they're going to get caught is where they least expect it. And when we least expect something, that's the thing that we should think about and prepare for. Because otherwise, we'll be totally shocked on that day. So when the Quran mentions that we'll be running from everyone, we'll be running from, you know, min akhihi wa ummihi wa abi, etc., then that's painting a very, very vivid picture for us, which actually is applicable and very important for what's going to happen to us in that period of time. This is why people will be in utter panic on the Day of Judgment. Because they'll see that this is Jannah, this is Jahannam, this person's coming after me with a knife. This person who I thought was my closest confidant is actually coming and trying to take my most important asset. I mean, would you ever think that, you know, I have to lock the door, my spouse is going to steal my stuff? Nobody thinks like that because there's no worry there. There's no worry. Nobody. You lock the door so the thieves don't come and steal the stuff. You don't lock the door because you're worried about your spouse stealing your car. Nobody thinks like that because it doesn't happen. We're comfortable. You know, there's a comfort zone that's established around us. But on the Day of Judgment, all that's out the window. Doesn't matter. Nobody's going to say that, oh, you know, yes, this was my spouse, so yeah, don't worry about it. Nobody's going to say, don't worry about it. They're going to say, what are you talking about? There's Jannah, there's Jahannam. This is the reality of where I exist. This is the reality of the next step. I need every single thing that I can take, and I need to dump every single thing that I can dump. You're the first place. This is the first place where I can actually, you know, cash in and get rid of some bad deeds and take some good deeds. So this is something that we should be extremely particular about. And I wish that I could repeat the way that he said it, because when Sheikh Zulfikar speaks, obviously beyond just the words, there's also this extremely powerful spiritual effect to what he's saying. But we were sitting in that room and everyone's face changed. Everyone's face changed. And we were I remember when we walked in that room, we were just kind of laid back and people were smiling at each other and people were just relaxed. And by the time he was done, nobody was even, you know, showing a smile. Everybody was just looking at the ground, just thinking that, subhanAllah, what if, you know, what will be of us when this actually occurs? So this life, it's important to recognize the reality of this life, which is that every interaction is being recorded and every interaction will have a consequence. In fact, there's a tafsir of the of a verse of the Quran, Ya laytani kuntu turaba. Ya laytani kuntu turaba. So the tafsir of this verse, Ya laytani kuntu turaba, woe to me, would that I be dust. Woe to me, would that I be dust. So the tafsir of this verse is that on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's judgment will be so comprehensive that even the animals will be judged amongst each other based on their interactions with one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will even judge the animals. That will be the depth of the judgment on that day. But what will happen to the animals is that they'll be brought first and they will be judged in front of humanity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge the animals on every interaction that they had. And the judgment and the recording of those deeds will be so comprehensive that it will strike fear in the hearts of all of humanity. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even recorded every interaction between animals. Then what will happen is after those interactions are complete, and after that recording and judgment has been rendered, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause them to become dust. Will cause those animals to become dust. When people will see that the animals will become dust, Then they will say, Ya laytani kuntu turaba, woe to me, would that I also become dust just like them. Woe to me, would that I also become dust like them, because their consequence of their interaction was that they became dust. But our consequence of our interaction will be that there will be exchange of good and bad, and then eventually a person will end up in Jannah or Jahannam, which obviously it would be better to be dust if a person were to end up in Jahannam. But even more so, just the mere reckoning will force humanity to say, would that we be dust. So this is something that we should take into account now. Every interaction, every word, every time, that every moment that we spend with one another, all of that will be judged. We can't just randomly start speaking about someone and think that we'll get away with it. We can't just randomly wrong someone and think that no one's watching. All of this is to be judged. Every single moment is to be judged. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established the rights in each relationship and has established boundaries in each relationship. And all of those boundaries, they have to be established, and they cannot be crossed. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He create in our hearts the reality of the Day of Judgment, and we ask that He make us among those who are wise enough to act in accordance to the consequences of that particular day. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين